by virtue of nature, their environment, college location, where they were born. According to the ILO, child labor is highly prevalent in situations of poverty, parental illiteracy, and environments with cheap and unorganized labor.
Now we are entering Toko. So then this is the plan for the water for the community now. So the children will stop going to fetch water during school time.
Pando Toko, one of the Volta Lake communities, is about 3.5 hours drive from the capital, Accra. It has high economic advantage, but ironically, it is a poor community where the children become baits for child labor.
It was not easy.
What exactly was happening?
Because some of the children go into fishing and just die just like that.
Really? So you've seen children die?
More than 20.
In a day?
Not a day. When is the rainy season? Mm-hmm. Like this, they die maybe a month, two, three, four, within a year, you can say like more than 24.
As the name speaks for itself, 26-year-old Freeman was a victim of child labor for more than 17 years and was lucky to be rescued by anti-child labor advocates.
I had a scholarship from GAU to continue my education at the Harvard Technical Institute to read building and construction for 3 years.
So what happened after that?
After that, I continue my education at the Kufrodia ICL Diploma College.
So if you were not to have received the scholarship from GAU, what would you have been doing?
The net. 4 a.m. in the morning, we have to wake up to go and bring the net. 9 o'clock, we have to come back and give the fish to the customers, the market women who are supposed to buy the fish.
And who was behind it? Who was pushing you to do all this?
Nobody pushed me because I wanted to help my brother to go to school. So I have to sacrifice myself to be involved in those activities to support my brother and my family.
Today, Freeman is an accounts officer sponsoring his younger brother's education. Freeman paid a visit to where he received basic education, the Kwando Toko Evangelical Presbyterian MA Basic School, and it was all joy.
The story has been produced with funding support from Media Foundation for West Africa and UNDP.